Here's another edition of BayCare Health Systems podcast series, BayCare Health Chat with Melanie Cole.
Falls are one of the most serious health risks for older adults. They're not only the leading cause of injury-related deaths in this population, but they're also a significant cause of disability. My guest today is Dr. Mary Ellen Sullivan. She's a physical therapist and the Rehabilitation Services Coordinator at BayCare Health. Dr. Sullivan, what are some of the conditions that contribute to falling? Tell us about the body systems that help us to maintain our balance.
Thank you, Melanie. Typically, we use three things to help us maintain our balance. The first is our vision to help us tell how we're oriented to the world around us. And this can be important for people who start to have difficulty with cataracts or who are wearing new prescription lenses, particularly transitional lenses that will change the color during the dusk, or progressive lenses that will change the focus point. The second thing that we use to help us maintain our balance is our vestibular system, what people typically call their inner ear. That helps us orient ourselves in relationship to gravity and how our body is positioned in relationship to gravity. And then the final thing that we use to help us maintain our balance is what we call the somatosensory system. This is the system that allows us to tell the position of our body in space, to tell the position of our feet in relationship to the ground, and to tell how our joints are oriented. So that we need to use all three of them together, and weakness in any of the systems can contribute to falling.
When do people first begin to take note that they might have a balance issue? Is there something that signals a red flag that they might have a proprioception problem, that they're not connecting to their feet or just tripping up a little bit but not quite falling?
One of the most common complaints that we have when people come in for a balance evaluation is that they feel like they're drunk, that they can't walk in a straight line, or they're starting to have difficulty walking on uneven surfaces, for instance, walking on the yard or walking on gravel or sand. Of course, down here in Florida, we don't have the issue with walking on slippery ice surfaces, but up north, of course, people will start to have trouble feeling confident being able to walk out on uncertain surfaces.
What about the ever-pervasive fear of falling? That in itself can sometimes contribute to that and make people tend to move a little bit less.
Exactly. And the problem with moving less is that it starts people on a downward spiral. If you're afraid of moving, you tend to sit more. If you're sitting more, you're going to get weaker from not using your muscles. That weakness causes you to be more unsteady, which makes you more fearful of falling, which makes you sit more, and we keep on going downward. It's really important in therapy, or in anybody who's becoming aware of balance issues, is that they not only start to realize that they have to force themselves to move, but that it's time to have somebody take a look at the different systems and see if there's anything that can be done to direct them for reasons that they may be having trouble with their balance.
Well, as long as you're mentioning that they can have an evaluation, can you estimate a person's risk for a fall? And what should they do if they feel like they are at risk? Who do they go see?
Anybody's primary care physician can refer them to a physical therapist for a balance evaluation. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things that the Centers for Medical Services, the Medicare payers, are actually focusing on in the last few years. Physicians are encouraged to discuss fall risk with their patients. We often go out into the communities, to community centers, to senior centers, to schools, to do basic evaluations of people's balance to see if they are more at risk of falling. And it's pretty easy to direct people in the right way.
What do you do to assess a person's balance?
We'll look at a couple of different positions that are common. For instance, we'll have somebody stand with their feet together and their eyes closed. Now, when we close the eyes, we've taken away the visual sense. When we have people standing with their feet close together, we've kind of limited their ability to feel the floor, so that we're testing a little bit more what's going on in the inner ear, in the vestibular system. Another thing that we would look at is timing, how long it takes for somebody to stand up from a chair, walk to a mark 10 feet away, turn around, and come back and sit in the chair. There are standardized times that somebody who's walking at an appropriate speed should be able to do that. We also look at someone's ability to step over an obstacle without losing their balance, or to walk around obstacles to make sure that they can shift their weight appropriately. And then, of course, there's always strength testing, because one of the most common reasons that people have difficulty with their balance is weakness of the hip muscle. So we'll do some strength testing of the gluteus medius and the gluteus maximus muscles, muscles on the back and on the side of the hip.
If you do find that someone's at high risk for falls, what are some common recommendations that you might make? And also, while you're discussing this, Dr. Sullivan, what are some things people can do at home to improve their balance?
One of the most important things is to make sure that they're discussing all of their medical conditions with their doctor. They need to make sure that they're letting their doctor know that they're having balance concerns or stability concerns, and to follow up on the recommendations that physicians make. For instance, it's really important to keep blood pressure and blood sugar under control, because both of them can affect the systems that help our balance. It's also really important to make sure that you're taking medications that are given to you for these different conditions only as prescribed, because a lot of medications, if you read the side effects, dizziness and imbalance can be one of the primary side effects. If somebody's having trouble with feeling that their medications are a problem, I always recommend that they bring all the medications and supplements that they take to their pharmacist, so that the pharmacist can evaluate any possible medication reactions or side effects, because often side effects can be alleviated just by changing the time that a medication is taken, or whether it's taken with or without food, or in combination with other things. And it's also very important to make sure that you have your eyes checked regularly, because we depend on our eyes as our primary system, and any changes in vision, any development of cataracts, or even changes of whether someone's using progressive or bifocal lenses can make it difficult to see where you're walking.
Are there some exercises at home that people can do that can help them work on their balance?
Well, it would be surprising for most people to realize that normal balance for somebody who's 80 years old means that you can stand on one foot for 10 seconds without holding on. And I think people find it surprising how difficult that can be. So we often have people, in addition to using some of the strength training exercises that I talked about for the gluteus medius and the gluteus maximus muscles, it's very easy to scatter balance challenges throughout your day. For instance, if you're standing brushing your teeth, instead of leaning against the counter, stand up straight with your feet close together so that you're challenging your balance by standing on a narrow base of support. Or if you're standing at the counter waiting for something in the microwave, stand with your feet together and your eyes closed and practice challenging your system, obviously in a safe way. We want people to be near a counter or near a wall so that they can hold on. But it's very easy to scatter balance challenges throughout the day. And it's also really important that people pay attention to how long they sit at any one period of time. It's very easy to sit down at the computer, for instance, and get lost in cyberspace and realize that you've been sitting in one place for half an hour, sometimes 2 hours. So we need to be able to make sure that we're getting up and moving, because you can't work on your balance if you're not upright.
It's really great advice and great information. Wrap it up for us. What you would like listeners to take away from this segment, what advice do you give people to decrease their risk of falling and hopefully prevent it in the first place?
First of all, I think it's very important that people recognize that that fear that they have of falling is a sign that something is already wrong. Don't ignore it, because if you start limiting your activity, then the situation is only going to get worse. We always recommend that people evaluate their home environment, remove scatter rugs that you can trip on, make sure that light switches and lamps are in an easily accessible place so that you don't have to walk into a dark room. Using night lights in the bathroom or along hallways will help if you have to get up during the night. And of course, here in Florida, we always have the issue of power outages with storms, so making sure that you check your flashlights regularly in case of a power outage. Another thing I want to really stress to people is not to be afraid of using appropriate walking aids. Many people are reluctant to use a cane or a walker because they think it makes them look old. But being dependent on somebody else is much more aging than being independent with an assistive device. Nobody thinks twice about wearing glasses to help with visual defects or a hearing aid to help with hearing deficits. Those are assistive devices. Using a cane or a walker can give you enough confidence to maintain your independence, and that confidence will allow you to get up and walk more and improve your balance just by the fact that you are up and moving.
Great information. Thank you so much for joining us today and explaining to the listeners about fall prevention. It's so important for us to hear and to learn some of these techniques you've gone over with us today. Thanks again. You're listening to BayCare Health Chat. For more information, please visit baycare.org. That's baycare.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.